Good day everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the stories we are publishing this week. The ACDP, together with three community organizations, have launched an urgent application in the Pretoria High Court to try and stop the rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations to children between the ages of 12 and 17. The government began offering the one-shot Pfizer vaccine to over 12s on October the 20th, and by last Friday had injected nearly 100,000 children. These minors are not required to obtain parental consent to receive the jab. According to papers before the court, the matter will be heard on the 9th of November. The ACDP is supported in its application by Free the Children, Save the Nation, the Caring Health Workers Coalition, and the COVID Care Alliance. The ACDP wants the court to stop the rollout of the vaccine to the over 12s, except where a doctor gives emergency authorization for a child who has underlying conditions. ACDP President Reverend Kenneth Meshwe says in an affidavit that the application seeks to protect children from being pushed to be vaccinated as part of an untested theory that children can and should be used as a shield to protect society against the spread of COVID. The Department of Health and the SA Health Products Regulatory Authority will oppose the application. In a statement yesterday, Department of Health spokesman Foster Mokgaly says there's plenty of global evidence that vaccination saves lives, including the lives of children. Meanwhile, in other news, Gauteng Christian blogger Solomon Ashoms has begun a 20-day jail term for repeatedly failing to comply with an order to refrain from making derogatory remarks about Alleluia Ministries pastor Alf Lukau. In a YouTube video clip, which he recorded in front of prison last week before beginning his sentence, Ashom said it was a privilege to go to jail for speaking the truth. He says nothing will stop him from exposing charlatans and false prophets. Lukau was in the media spotlight in 2017 after he featured in a viral video of what was widely alleged to be a hoax resurrection in his church. According to newspaper reports, Ashoms was ordered by the Johannesburg High Court in May 2017 to stop publishing defamatory comments about Lukau. This was after the pastor's church took him to court for making comments about a pricey prayer meeting Lukau held in 2016 for single women, promising to help them find a spouse. Tickets cost up to 5,000 rand. In November 2017, High Court Judge Majaki Mabesele found Ashoms in contempt of court and sentenced him to 20 days in prison for his comments about a Rolls-Royce and penthouse Lukau had allegedly received for his 42nd birthday. Despite being slapped with a contempt of court order, Ashoms continued to make defamatory comments about Lukau. A Facebook post by Ashoms about his prison time has elicited hundreds of comments of sympathy and support. Sher Murphy, a Christian music publicist and founder of Keeler Communications, told Gateway News yesterday that she had known Ashoms for 10 years. His greatest desire is to amplify the God-given gifts, talents, and stories of others. To do just that, he uses his various platforms to be able to support artists, pastors, authors, and everyday heroes. I believe he stands for truth and justice for all, she said. From England comes the news that in the UK, the most popular place for single adults over 30 to meet a future spouse is no longer recommendations from family, friends, and neighbors, but online. Back in the 1990s, only 1% of this demographic met their future spouses online. This grew to 7% in the 2000s, 21% in 2010, and to 28% in 2017, higher than any other category. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.